yesterday's attacks on other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
On August 5, the UN Security Council voted unanimously to impose fresh sanctions on North Korea over the country's long-range missile tests last month.
This resolution is the single largest economic sanctions package ever leveled against the North Korean regime. This is the most stringent set of sanctions on any country in a generation.
Today, Mr. President, we have banned North Korean exports of coal, iron ore, lead, and seafood. These are the lifeline exports that sustain Kim Jong-un's deadly aspirations.
Equally thrilled by the resolution, U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted, "The United Nations Security Council just voted 15-0 to sanction North Korea. China and Russia voted with us. Very big financial impact." North Korea has been under UN sanctions since 2006 over its ballistic missile and nuclear programs. The new measures came in response to 5 nuclear weapons tests and 4 long-range missile launches, though some argue that the range of the missiles has been exaggerated.
We differ with the US in the assessment of threat from North Korea. We think that the previous missile test was that of an intermediate range missile and not an intercontinental ballistic missile, as the US side and the US government says. But all this should be discussed, and that this is debatable, and we should find a proper way forward on a truly common basis.
The sanctions target about one-third of North Korea's estimated $3 billion in annual exports. But experts believe the sanctions cannot be crippling as they seem.
It is harmful for Korea. I can't see it being harmful for anybody else outside the country. But every time a new sanction is imposed in North Korea, the Workers' Party of Korea will release a new policy to counterbalance the sanctions.
In addition, China has long avoided tough economic sanctions against the North. The country accounts for more than 90% of North Korea's external trade. Harry J. Kazianis, at the Center for the National Interest, argues that China fears that too much pressure could collapse the regime of Kim Jong-un, sending millions of refugees into China and igniting a civil war where nuclear and chemical weapons could lead to catastrophe. But China has an extra strategic motivation to back the North if necessary.
America wants China to lose its buffer zone, which is North Korea. China do not want American troops on their border, and they will do whatever they can to maintain that the North does survive this. Whether it be with the same leadership, the same government, that's a different question, but the government of North Korea will survive this and will maintain its independence in the face of American aggression, I believe.
However, there are fears that the new sanctions will target the lives of the ordinary people and not the missile program.
This resolution should not equal measures that are targeted on stopping the illegal activities of Pyongyang in the area of nuclear weaponization and missile developments, to the whole issue of economic suffocation of the whole country. Here we have a red line which we should observe.
Over the past few weeks, there has been a fierce war of words between Washington and Pyongyang.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
North Korea, in turn, has responded with the announcement of a plan to potentially launch 4 intermediate-range ballistic missiles towards the U.S. territory of Guam. However, many analysts believe the whole show is not more than bluster.
They're certainly upping the rhetoric. Certainly the reference from President Trump on fury and fire is to match Kim Jong-un's sea of fire rhetoric that he often uses about what the North Korea might do to the United States. It's mostly bluster, I would say. And behind the scenes, I think, are calmer heads and cooler minds trying to sort out this situation.
We were saying and continue to say that the military solution is not an option in any way, and that the resolution that we adopted is not an act in itself, that we have A, to work out a strategy, and B, to involve parties into the political dialogue. And Russia and China were proposing them constantly for more than a month now, in fact earlier, and we think that that this plea for political dialogue and easing of tensions is becoming even more relevant now.
While both sides are being encouraged to come to the negotiating table, North Korea seems more reluctant.
절대로 우리의 핵과 탄도로켓 둘 협상 타격 올려놓지 않을 것이며 우리가 선택한 핵무력 강화에 대해서 단 한 치의 양보도 없다는 것을 이미 천명했습니다.
In October 1994, North Korea and the U.S. signed an agreed framework under which Pyongyang committed to freezing its nuclear program in return for heavy fuel oil in two light-water nuclear reactors. While the North honored the obligation, the U.S. ducked out. In a statement after the resolution was passed, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said that Trump will continue working with allies and partners to increase diplomatic and economic pressure on North Korea to end its threatening and destabilizing behavior. On the other hand, North Korea has consistently blamed the U.S. for escalating tensions in the Korean Peninsula by carrying out joint military exercises in the region with the South. It claims that its missile program is a powerful deterrent against such threats.
조선의 핵 보유가 미국이 떠드는 것처럼 세계적인 위협으로 되는가 아니면 미국에 한한 위협으로 되는가 이에 대한 입장을 명백히 밝혔습니다. 그리고 조선반도의 핵 문제의 근원, 조선반도 정세 교화의 근원이 바로 미국에 있다는 입장을 명백히 밝혔습니다.
While Donald Trump himself has the sole, exclusive and unrestricted power to launch almost 1,000 nuclear warheads in a matter of minutes, it is Kim Jong-un who has been depicted as the madman with nuclear weapons. In fact, the demonization of North Korea has been a long-running U.S. project.
One thing that America are very good at doing is hiding the opposition's messages and demands. They don't want the world to know what North Korea want. It's always a question of, that's repeated many times. People act confused. I don't understand this confusion. You only have to listen to the North Koreans to know what their demands are. They don't want people to know what their demands are because their demands are so reasonable. They want a peace treaty signed with the South because the Korean War officially is not over, and they want the American army removed from their borders, as any country would want an aggressive foreign army that is on their borders removed.
There is only one obvious reason why the U.S. is obsessed with North Korea. It allows the U.S. to maintain a massive military presence in East Asia. If not for tensions on the Korean Peninsula, the U.S. would lose its rationale for its network of military bases in the region, which are primarily meant to threaten and contain China. That's why some argue that if North Korea didn't exist, the U.S. would create it. So far, North Korea has shown that it does not respond to punitive measures. And from bitter experience, NORDA calls for negotiations with the U.S. After decades of U.S. attempts at isolating it, North Korea has learned how to circumvent commercial and financial restrictions. At this time, there is nothing on the horizon to show that North Korea is to cave in to the U.S.-led sanctions and threats.